Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Welcome to another edition Outside the Pizza Box. Yeah, for real. You are tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and also WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, out of Waukesha, the Shaw. Caw-caw! Thank you, Lord, for another week of pre-purgatory. You know what I mean? Do you get that? Because, I mean, it's like, some people went to pre-primary, mostly because they were mean and beating on the other kids. It wasn't because they weren't smart. At least my mom was a pre-primary teacher. So those kids were pretty rough. Hitting kids with lunch boxes and stuff. Oh, hey, we better hold that guy back. Well, no holding me back, that's for sure. And none of you people out there, if you want to call in today, 844-967-2789. Yeah, so pre-purgatory. I know where I'm going when I leave this planet. I'm a recovered Catholic. I'm getting 200,000 years of purgatory. Which, believe me, I'm not minding that too much because I'll be like, I've always said this, right? Joe Manchin, how you doing down there, buddy? Has some of your coal. Oh, who's that next to you? Cinema and all the entire Republican Party that's in office right now? Wow, that's amazing. I would have never guessed that you guys would end up in hell. Well, that's what happens when you make hell on earth, man. You know, I sure hope there's a hell. I really do, man, because I'm not going there. I am not going there. I know I'm not, like, you know, first in line to heaven, if there is one, right? Therefore, purgatory. I've kept some of my Catholic values over the years.
There you go.
Man, we used to love it when we went to a different church and they had like the wheat-flavored hosts. Ooh, this stuff is good, man. A little thicker. Mmm. Takes a while and you can chew on this one a little bit. Those thin little white ones. Unleavened bread. That ain't bread, man.
Yeah, the wafers.
That's like paper. Cut it out.
Yeah, like a little wafer.
You're teaching these kids to think this is what they're going to get with that white bread they're eating. About the same food value. Actually, I think white bread's probably worse for you.
You know, it was bad. I got to say, it was bad when you, if you didn't eat breakfast first, and then you were, you know, you go to Catholic service, and then, man, all you get is that little wafer. I mean, that doesn't tide you over at all.
Well, then, you know, you understand hungry children going to school.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is why my dad started that free breakfast program. Got it going around here in Madison. It was real popular.
Yeah.
Till Reagan. What a guy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what I mean. It's like, I just keep reliving the horrors of American history. And I'm sure it's the same history for everybody, just some of you guys can't deal with it. And some people just ignore it, which means, well, when you ignore it, you repeat it. But again, a fun week, you know, watching. Knowing that the judge is going to get confirmed to the Supreme Court, let's watch those jackass Republicans make fools of themselves. Oh, I'm still mad at the day that you called me this one time. And she was quite accurate, I might add. You know, somebody, I can't remember the Democratic establishment, said that you're just like full of maggots, man. Talking to somebody, you know, oh, wow. Yeah, they are full of maggots. They're death. The Republican Party is death to the planet. So is being a centrist Democrat. That's why I'm so popular. Neither party gets it done for me. But I've known this for decades. Man, this week though, when you're in pre-purgatory, you kind of go back and relive your life every now and then, so you don't repeat the same stupid things, right? Yeah, that's what I was reliving. I'm looking at all this. This is actually, this is kind of normal spring weather. It's not supposed to be really hot, and we didn't see the sun much for the last few days. So this light rain, I guess, we're in a good spot here in Wisconsin. We'll see when the tornadoes hit. But what it used to look like and what it looks like now, it's hard for me. Oh, hey, you reminded me too, Jason. You're right. I love listening to your show before I come in because it's so upbeat, so positive,
Wait, what did I do? I was just talking to Wisco there.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
What's up?
See, that's one of the things that you're so positive about. But no, listening to your show and you're talking about, hey, everybody, things aren't as bad as they seem to be. And then Pizza Box comes on and goes, they're far worse than you ever thought they were. How's that?
Well,
how's your spine now, people?
I'll tell you. Well, we've got to speak the truth and try to give perspective. And then, there's good and bad. Just like you said, good and evil everywhere, man. That's just straight up what it is.
Right. So
Wisco's here, though.
Listen, though. Yeah, I'll go to him. But the best way. Yeah, let's do him first, man. Let's go to Wisco Paul.
Yeah, right on.
Happy Saturday.
Hey, happy Saturday to you, Michael. You're not too far from the truth. Things are kind of messed up. But I want to just bring a task. The GOP, at one time they used to run around, God's official party. Well, maybe you were until Trump mocked a disabled reporter. I mean, that was the end for me right there. It doesn't get any lower.
Me too, Wisco. I'm with you.
I want to take the task, two tasks, these Republicans that go down and worship at the feet of the Cheeto Jesus, Trump. It's just, yeah. And I'm not supposed to bring him up when he won't go away with all the things he's done, and they're down there worshiping to get his endorsement. I'm sorry, man. It's just that's a bridge too far for me anymore, and I got to get off the air because, I'm just beyond what's going on there with the Trump dude. It's just all right. I got to let you go, Pizza Box, or I'll depress myself for the rest of the weekend. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, man, but don't be depressed. Trump isn't a bad thing going on in the Republican Party. It's just what we need to just destroy that party entirely.
He's exposing all the warts, right?
Well, I was reading Robert Reich, and he's pretty smart, okay, I might add. And he's like, this isn't, Trump keeps going down this road all the way through the midterms and stuff. It probably is, it's going to be worse for the Republicans than if he wasn't opening his mouth. Let's put it that way. I know there's a few Trump fans out there think that, think that's probably a good thing with Trump going, I'm not going to stop him. I've always said, keep talking. Tuck your ass all the way into jail someday. But probably not. That's the other thing that pre-purgatory understands. There is no justice when it comes to the establishment and the privileged people. And that's part of the reason why they don't go after each other. Let's make a deal here, Republicans, Democrats, whatever, whoever's up in this elite society there in D.C., right? They aren't going to rat each other out. They're going to play the politics game. But once you start going after somebody's kids, then they go after everybody's kids. And guess what? Like we were talking about last week. Because, I'm not a fan of anybody that has privilege over the other people through nepotism and corruption and all this nonsense, man. That's why in 2016, I knew that Trump was going to win. It was a sick night, wasn't it? I mean, that was actually worse than watching Scott Walker win a recall.
Ugh.
But
stop. You're bringing up a lot of bad memories.
Hey, got to relive this stuff so that you don't repeat it to people.
Smart.
I see Martina's out there, so I'm going to go to Martina. Still on the west side.
Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, good afternoon.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm just.
Well, it's morning somewhere.
Well, here's what I'm doing, Martina. I am slowing down so everybody else can catch up. So go ahead. Not you, and not you in particular. You're caught. You're beyond caught up. Your wisdom goes beyond my experiences.
It's because I'm so old. You see, I'm 80 years old.
Wow.
And I remember back in the day. Now, listen, I gotta talk for a little bit. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day of grade school, when we had to say prayers to get people bailed out of purgatory, and donate money to get people bailed out of purgatory. Because that's what the whole Protestant Reformation started with, was the mendacity of the Roman Church needing money, wanting more money, more money, more money, to get people out of purgatory, which is their invention. There's nowhere in the scriptures there in purgatory. I mean, we build our own hell here on earth, and I believe. But hey, I went to Loyola University because I was a serious little Catholic. Oh, man, I was so serious. I had a lot of questions about my faith. And I thought the Jesuits would straighten me out, right? Wrong. And my last year there, I got out in 3 years because I couldn't stand the theology classes. They were so bad. And believe me, I love theology, but not those classes. Anyway, and so my last confession at Madonna della Strada and at Loyola and Lakeshore Campus, Chicago. Priest said, "Hey, looks like you're going to hell in a handbasket, aren't you, honey?" I mean, that's a typical Jesuit response, right?
Right.
But I walked out of the chapel crying. I thought, God, I hope you still love the people in hell, because that's where I'm going.
Oh, no, you're not going to hell. You can keep trying if you want to, but I'm hoping that you stay on the path that you're on.
I'm not trying. I'm not trying.
That's the key.
Okay. No, but we have a serious discussion one of these days about why the devil's advocate is not the same as the devil.
Right.
And I support the devil's advocate because that has an important function to fill of being a contrarian. The devil is just a distraction, okay? And I've got to keep my mind off the distraction because otherwise it's a bad road to go.
And thanks, Martina, and I appreciate it. But, yeah, I'm not too worried about, being on devil radio. I mean, as far as if the opposite is a righty-whitey radio and they're the angels, then I know I'm on the right team. You know, because things switch over time. Anyway.
Wasn't that the...
I pray there's a hell. I'm not worried about heaven. I already believe that I wouldn't be there. And, I don't know. But it was fun watching the Republicans again this week. hey, how about MTG? Did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene this week?
Man, I gotta tune out or I get too. I'm like Wisco, man.
It's like Saturday Night Live. That's all it is. Oh. That's what you should look at it as comedy because it will be on Saturday Night Live. within 48 hours after they say it, if it's during the week, we'll save it for when we come back. But, hey, yeah, man, I'm back on Facebook with my regular guys. It was funny because took it over to my friends. She knows what she's doing on all this stuff, and she was just, "What in the hell? This isn't right." And I go, "I know it's not right, man. It's not cool what they're doing to me, but it's not like they're intentionally doing it." Oh yeah, they are. They're got. I don't know what I did, but I pushed a button, and all of a sudden, there it is. Now we can put. Oh look, we put Pizza Box Mike back on. All four of my guys are on, including my fake one, Mike Droppin, which is what we do usually every week on this show.
I've created a monster, cause nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Shady, I'm chopped liver. Well if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor, some vodka.